Module 2, E.
Hello, my name's Jeremy Conway, Jeremy, and I am an assistant in personnel. I've been asked to look after you for the first hour until Menlee Spears is free. You already know her, I believe. She's the personnel manager.
Hello, Jeremy. Pleased to meet you. Do call me Jessica. I don't actually know Menlee Spears. I just spoke to her on the phone to set up this meeting. It's really kind of her to give me the time. She must be awfully busy.
She is, but she always makes time for students. A personnel manager helped her once when she was at university, and she's never forgotten that.
She sounds like a nice person. And I'm meeting someone called Sebastian Braz after lunch for an hour, and then a Michelle Brady. But I'm not too sure of their functions.
I've brought along a rather reduced version of our organisation chart. It shows the sales and service division for motor insurance in the Eastern region. I can explain things more easily using this.
Good idea. Thank you.
Well, let's start right at the top. Our big boss is Lee Travers. He's the sales and service director, American. We don't see him here so often, as his office is at company headquarters in Bristol.
An American, eh?
Yes, we've got several Americans working for us. In fact, there are 5 different nationalities just in Eastern Headquarters.
So who is your big boss here then?
That's Mary O'Grady. She's the Regional Manager East. You might run into her later. She travels a lot, but I think she's in the office today.
OK. Oh, here's Sebastian Bryers. So he's some kind of boss too.
Yes, Sebastian is the sales manager, direct sales. He's in charge of the customer service executive teams. Well, to be more exact, the team leaders report directly to him. Each team leader has a team of 5 executives and there are 5 team leaders.
So what do the executives do? It sounds a very grand name, but there are quite a lot of them.
Well, another name for Sebastian's department could be call centre. We're not allowed to call them advisors because they don't actually advise anyone. He'll tell you all about his department himself after lunch.
That will be interesting. Oh, here's Michelle Brady. So she's an assistant to Sebastian Bryers. Or is she?
No, Michelle's on the same level as Sebastian. She heads up the customer services team. She's the customer services manager. She also has 5 teams of 5 people, each headed up by a team leader.
I see that her teams are called advisors. Customer service advisors. So they actually advise, do they?
Yes. They deal with queries, change of address, renewals, cancellations, etc. And if a policyholder gets a different model of car, for example, then of course this changes the contract. They'd deal with that. And they upsell, of course, add cover.
OK, I've got that. So if Sebastian and Melanie are managers, this person must be a manager too.
Right, that's Tristram Carrington, and he's the claims manager. His teams are slightly different. There aren't any team leaders as such, but there are senior and junior claims handlers. And the teams are mixed, so that each team has a combination of greater and lesser experienced staff.
What is the difference between their jobs then?
The level of authority. Senior claims handlers have the authority to deal with more complicated claims.
And here at the bottom is...
teleclaims. They are our first response in a claim situation. The policyholder calls and speaks to someone from teleclaims. They'll hand out some quick advice and take down the details. They fill in a form over the phone and send the form to the customer to sign and return. The customer doesn't have to do that anymore. Depending on the claim, teleclaims might instruct someone from technical services to go and visit the policyholder.
I can see that there are some people we've missed. They support the teams.
Yes, that's back office work. They provide support with administrative things.
Is it all right if I just read through my notes for a few minutes? I can see we've still got a long way to go and I'd like to get this straight first.
Of course. As I said, this is just a part of the org chart for sales and service. We haven't even started on technical services yet. You know, underwriters, fraud department, technical claims, etc. And then there's compliance, finance, customer satisfaction, etc., etc. I'll go and get you a cup of coffee while you look through what you've written.
Thanks a lot.